Blog Talk Radio.
This is your time with Josie. We'll have a blast every Friday right here. I'll make it memorable for listeners all ages. So glad you joined me today.
Hey everyone, this is Josie. Welcome to Your Time with Josie. We have a super exciting show for everybody today. I know you all are super, super excited because instead of one guest, we have two. So it's going to be a pretty, pretty exciting show, and I'm super excited, super, super. How's everyone doing today? I just wanted to let you all know to check out our everything that we have on our site, such as we now have available Your Time with Josie t-shirts that you could check out.
I'm so excited to have you on the show.
And that is super exciting.
This is so great. I double as Josie's mom.
Technical difficulties. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I am doing great. Super excited to be talking with you.
I am very excited to be on your show.
Oh, thank you. I'm super excited, too. So I will actually start off with the interview really quickly. By the way, we have so many fans in the chat room right now that are super excited to talk with you. So let's begin. So tell us how you got started in the music business.
All right. Well, you know, I loved to sing since I can remember. My parents told me that I could actually sing before I could talk. And, you know, I grew up doing a lot of, you know, country fairs, going and performing when I was little. And when I was about 10, I decided that I wanted to pursue music as my career. So I started going to a lot of voice lessons and doing a lot more shows, you know, to bigger audiences. And when I was 15, I've been singing country my whole life. And I decided that's, you know, what I really had a passion for. So I talked to my parents. And about 2 weeks later, we ended up picking up everything and moving to Nashville, which is where we've been for the past, you know, 5 years. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is so cool. That's so cool. How is Nashville? I've always wanted to go there.
Oh, it's amazing. I grew up in Southern California in mm-hmm. Orange County, which is, like, you know, this huge city. And then when I was 13, I moved to Northern California, which is in, like, this little tiny town. And I think that Nashville is kind of, like, the mix between there. It's like a big city, mm-hmm. but it kind of has that small town feel to it.
That is awesome. That is awesome. I'm going to have to visit Nashville now. Maybe we'll bump into each other.
Oh, yeah. We'll go hang out.
Definitely, definitely. So you have an album out called 2,232 Miles. Where can fans purchase your album?
Well, right now, it was on iTunes for a while, and it was when we were with our old record label. But right now it's off, but if anyone is coming to, like, you know, my shows or anything, I've had this huge tour schedule lined up on my MySpace and my website right now. I have them, like, physical copies, but the good thing is that I have a new CD coming out right now. It's coming out on June 15th called Strong Like Me, and that's going to be on iTunes on the 15th. So,
ooh, awesome. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it, but, you know, I'm sure that if anyone really, really, really wants a copy of the old CD, you know, just message me and we'll send them out.
Awesome, awesome, super cool. So what's your website for fans who want to check it out?
My website is emmajacobmusic.com, and mm-hmm. if anyone goes to that, then they, you know, there's a link to, you know, MySpace and Facebook and all that there.
Awesome. I find that so cool that, like, you find time to talk to your fans, you know, on social networking sites and everything, because that is super fun to talk to someone that you like.
Oh, well, thanks. You know, we make it a really big point, too, that I make a lot of time to talk to fans, because I know that there are, you know, a lot of other, you know, celebrities or whatever that, you know, they don't have mm-hmm. the time to really just sit down and, you know, Twitter, you know, their fans or, like,
definitely.
You know, people that like you. And I think it's a really good way to, you know, get to know people that are buying your music and people that, you know, want to know you so much for you to get to know them a little bit more.
Exactly, and it's super cool because I've actually met a lot of super cool people on social networking sites, so it's super cool, and I love it. I'll continue.
Oh, well, thank you.
No problem. So, all right, so your album has a great title. How did you come up with that?
The 2,232 miles?
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, so this is funny. So I
told
you that I was, you know, born in California. Well, when I was 13, moved up to Northern California. Well, this town in Northern California that we live is called Colfax. And
mm-hmm.
the distance from Colfax, California to Nashville, Tennessee is 2,232 miles.
There we go.
Yeah, so, you know, it's the distance, but it also kind of, like, reflects, you know, the kind of the road and the number of miles journey it is going from, you know, one place to almost halfway across the country, so.
Definitely. I love it. It's so unique. That's awesome. Definitely. So you also have a single out called Juliana. Where can fans buy that? I'm pretty sure it's from iTunes, right? Oh, I hope I'm right.
Yeah, well, it is from iTunes, and that's also kind of the same thing with the whole CD. I'm not sure if Juliana's still up there. The last time I saw it, the rest of the CD was taken down. I'm not sure if that's still on there or not. But again, if anyone wants to get a copy of that, I will be more than happy to send it out. But yeah, you know, I absolutely love that song. You know, pretty much the classic story about a girl who, you know, wants to fit in and, you know, is doing it in all the wrong ways. And the moment I heard that song, I was like, oh, I need to cut this and we need to release it to, you know, especially the kids out there that are trying all of these things to fit in and they just need a little guidance to do it the right way.
Oh, that is awesome. And I absolutely love, love, love that song. I heard a little bit of it, I think, on MySpace, if I'm correct. And I absolutely love it. And you can also watch it on YouTube. I think you have a YouTube channel, right?
Yes, I do. It's just Emma Magic of M-A-E.
Sweet.
For
sweet.
Everyone.
Definitely. So check it out. You all will love it. So we're going to have some fun questions. So do you play any instruments?
I do. I play the guitar. I play the acoustic, and I'm actually just learning how to play the electric. My guitar player from my band is actually helping me do that. And so hopefully once – I've been really, really wanting to play the electric in some of my shows, and so I'm learning that now, and hopefully I'll be able to do that soon.
That'd be fun. It adds an extra little something to a show.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Where is – okay, this is a fun question, and I just had to ask. Where is the strangest place you were asked to sign an autograph?
Oh, goodness. Okay.
Well, Let me see.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's always kind of strange when people ask, you know, to sign their arms and stuff, but I think the strange thing was somebody asked me, and in Sharpie, too, it wasn't just, like, in pen. They asked me to sign their forehead. And
his forehead.
Their forehead. I'm like, you know that that's just Sharpie, right? Like, you know, I can hide stuff if I sign your hand or your arm, but it's on your forehead. And, like, after that, my manager was like, you can't sign people's faces, okay?
Oh, my gosh. That's a big fan right there. They're committed.
Yeah,
exactly. Definitely. That's hilarious. Okay, so note to self, no face signing. Got it.
Exactly. No face signing. I'm sorry.
That's hilarious. So what is one of your most memorable performances?
Oh, man. Okay, it's got to be about 2 years ago we went to a town called Butte, Montana, and it was the very first time I ever opened for anyone, like, kind of big. I opened for Jason Aldean. And,
oh, my gosh.
I know, and I was freaking out. But anyway. So what happened was, you know, we were so busy behind the stage, you know, getting ready and stuff, that I didn't get a chance to look out at all the people. And, you know, usually I'll always, you know, be able to take a peek at the curtain and be like, oh, you know, that's so cool. Well, I didn't get to see any of that. And so, you know, they're calling me up. I'm on the side of the stage, they say my name. I go out in the middle of the stage and look out, and it is an entire, almost an arena, just full of people. And I totally freaked out.
My goodness.
Like, yeah, it was so awesome. That, like, Jason has, like, the best fans. Like, I felt like I was more, like, at a rock show. They had, like, a mosh pit going on in the front and everything. And it was, like, seriously one of the best nights of my life. It was awesome.
Wow. That was big. That was, like, super cool. Did you get to meet him afterwards?
Yeah, I did, and I got a picture with him. And I actually, after that night, I got to open for him, like, two more times, which was really cool.
That is so cool. That is super cool. I'd probably freak out just knowing that I'd have to go before him.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's funny because, like, everyone asks, because people think that, you know, since I'm in Nashville and, you know, we end up, like, you know, running into, you know, stars, like, every day. They're like, oh, you know, that's another never bothers you, right? I freak out when I see people. Like, we went to the mall one time, and Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman were in Starbucks, and I was, like, stalking them. I was stalking them. I was like, oh, my God, it's Keith Urban.
I would be the same way.
Yeah.
I'd be like, okay, this cannot be happening.
Yeah, because, like, people think, oh, you know, you're a fellow singer. It doesn't bother you. I get so starstruck.
I know. People think that, too, since I, like, you know, talk to so many people and, you know, I don't get nervous. But they don't see before the show. I'm running around like a mad woman, freaking out to make sure everything is perfect. It's pretty crazy, actually. I should film it one of these days.
Yes.
Definitely. So it looks like we have a caller on the line.
Awesome.
So as a surprise guest, we'll try this.
Guess.
A surprise guest. Ooh, this is exciting. Hello?
Caller? Hello?
Hi, who is this?
Hi, Emma. It's Kate, your sister.
Ooh.
Oh, my God, my sister.
Hi, everyone. I was just listening in, and I wanted to call and say hello, and you sound great.
That's
awesome. Thank you. Okay, for everyone who doesn't know this, this is my sister, Kate, and she lives in California, and I haven't seen her in, like, I want to say, like, 4 or 5 months, and they're actually coming out to Nashville in, like, a week or so.
Yes, very excited.
That is awesome.
Nice so I was listening. I got a sneak peek of all your new songs, Emma, and they sound great.
Thank you very much.
I can't wait to hear you perform them live.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait for everyone to hear me perform them live.
Going out tonight?
Yeah. We're leaving to Wisconsin on the bus tonight for, like, a couple days.
Ooh.
Oh, great.
So, yes.
Okay, well, I'll let someone else talk to you. I just wanted to say hi, and I love you.
Okay, I love you too, Kate.
Bye, thank you.
Thanks for calling
in. You're welcome, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. That's awesome.
That was so cool.
Surprise guests are always the best. That's awesome. Well, she is definitely listening and giving you good vibes.
I know. I felt very good about that.
Definitely. You never know what you're going to get at the show, I'm telling you.
Hey,
the
crowd like
just
that.
Pop up. I know, right? You can come back anytime. Awesome. So, anywho, that was really exciting. Okay, so that was. So, let's see. Do you have any rituals you like to do before a performance?
Yeah, well, what I'll do, especially with my band, I will always kind of, you know, right before a show, we'll get in a little circle, and instead of, you know, being like, okay, well, let's do it, like, you know, let's play really well, I'll always be like, you know, don't think of this as a country show. Think of this as a rock show. We are going to go out there. If you guys want to jump up on the speakers, you go. If you want to, you know, just rock out like it's our last show ever. And then they always do an awesome job. So.
Definitely. That totally works.
Yeah,
that totally
my
works.
Band's awesome.
Definitely.
All of my band's awesome.
That is super cool. And I also want to say, you just said that you're going to Wisconsin. I'm actually in Illinois. So that's totally driving distance. So I'm going to have to, I'm going to try to see maybe I can pop up.
Oh, my gosh. That would be so awesome.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, I'm not sure the city we're going to be in, but I'll totally let you know.
Awesome. Just
yeah.
tweet me. Just tweet
yeah,
me with
yeah,
the info.
For you. Yeah.
Sweet. So in the chat room, a fan asked, how do you find your band members? Ooh,
oh,
that's
okay.
a good question.
That is a really good question. Okay,
awesome.
Well, it's pretty cool because my drummer, his name is Chris. He is the first and only drummer I've ever had here. He was the very first one that tried out, and he got the part, and he's been with me for 5 years. And that's been really cool. But what we pretty much do is, if we're looking for a band member, usually another one of my band members will know some guys or will know some people that know people.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll come in and audition. And so it's pretty cool to have, you know, band guys that know other, you know, band guys.
Yeah.
You don't really have to spend a lot of time looking. They'll be like, oh, yeah, that guy's really good. And we'll be like, okay, well, let's go in and audition him. So.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But I think after 5 years, my band, they're like the sweetest guys. They're like awesome players and really good performers. And I think we finally locked on to like the perfect band, which I'm very happy with.
Definitely. It's very
yeah.
successful. Very
yeah,
successful.
Exactly.
Definitely. Another good question from the chat room. What is one thing from your childhood that you still have?
Ooh. Oh, goodness. Okay.
Top three.
So, I'm pretty sure my parents are listening right now, so they'll be happy to know that I mentioned this. But on my ninth birthday, like, I don't remember a lot of – I know I have, like, a bunch of stuff from when I was really little, but mm-hmm. for my ninth birthday, I got a big, like, stuffed animal, and it was, like, this black dog. And
ooh.
I used to seriously take it with me everywhere, and I called it BB, and I don't, but it was like, and I
That's
still
so
have
cute.
It in my room actually, and like I always I take it with me everywhere, and it's like it's kind of like one of those things that I felt like it was good luck. Just
yeah,
like,
it's
know,
not a good luck time.
Exactly. So I'll pretty much take it with me anyway.
Awesome, awesome. That's the way to go, and it probably is giving you some good luck vibes, so keep it.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yes.
Definitely. Another good question in the chat room. Do you have any advice for people who want to break into the music business?
Oh, that's a really good question. Okay.
Definitely.
I have this sometimes, too, so I'm
we're getting some
good
ones.
What to say. Yeah. So, okay. Pretty much the really one good piece of advice I can say is
mm-hmm.
just really is be patient, because I mean there are people in this town and in this industry that are absolutely amazing singers, but after like if they don't you know make it after like a year or two they give up, and you know it and especially if you're going into country, I mean it takes a good 5 to 10 years to
mm-hmm.
really make it, and it's like if you really want to be a singer, I mean, just be patient, and you will get somewhere. Because, you know, there have been a few times where I've, you know, kind of wanted to give up, but I just kept going, and it's been totally worth it. So patience
Absolutely.
Is a virtue, and you will, if you wait, you know, something will most likely happen.
Definitely. That is great advice for everyone who wants to do it. So when you are struggling, just remember in your head Emma Jacobs' advice.
Yes, patience.
Definitely. Just keep that in your book of advice. It'll work for you. You always got to be patient. So let's see if there's any more cool, exciting questions. Did you ever take any singing lessons?
Well, I actually didn't start taking lessons until I was about 10.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I've been singing probably, like, I've been singing the karaoke track since I was, like, 6. And then finally when I, you know, decided that I wanted to actually make this a full-blown career, then I thought, you know, I should, even though, I mean, I thought of myself as a pretty good singer, I wanted to hone in, you know, my
mm-hmm.
abilities. And so I was like, okay, well, let's start taking lessons. And it was the best thing that I could have done because there was so much that I didn't know about my voice and what I could do until I started doing that.
Definitely.
So,
it probably made it much stronger, too, you know, to learn. Because I've taken some singing lessons, and, like, they teach you, like, how to stand correctly and how to use your diaphragm and all this stuff that, you know, you wouldn't really know. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly. And
it's
especially
really
for me. Yeah, especially for me, since, like, I'm kind of a more powerful singer. Mm-hmm. The whole thing with the, you know, breathing and singing with your diaphragm and
yeah.
the stance that you take is all really important.
Very, very important, especially if you're performing in front of a lot of people like you do. And it totally works. It totally works for you.
Oh, totally.
Totally. You're welcome. So let's see. Do you have any pets?
Yes, I do, actually. I have a cat named Izzy.
Oh.
And,
Izzy.
Yeah, he actually
cute.
Lives in California. And my mm-hmm. sister takes care of him, and we see him, you know, when we go back for winter vacation. And then I have a dog, a little dark brown chihuahua named Stella.
Oh, how cute.
Yeah, she's actually upstairs sleeping right now, but she's a little parrot. I love
how
her.
How cute. I love animals. I got myself a cat and a dog, too, myself.
Oh.
My dog's a little dachshund, and my cat's, I don't really know what my cat is, but he's really cute.
Aw, yes.
He's really furry.
Like, yes. Oh, my gosh, my cat's so hairy. Like, he will shed everywhere, and he's white. He's a white cat.
I know what you mean.
Oh, his hair
definitely.
Will get everywhere.
Yeah, definitely. All over the couch. It's hard to maintain.
Oh, yes, exactly.
Definitely. What is your favorite movie?
Oh, man, I have so many favorite movies. Okay. I think it would probably, no, don't laugh at me about this, okay. But
no,
it would probably be, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love Jim Carrey, first of all, and but that movie I used to have on a VHS tape, and I would watch it at least 5 times a day for, like, a month straight.
I cannot blame you.
It's awesome. And
totally.
So, like, I mean, there are a bunch of movies I like, but whenever I think of, like, when someone asks me what's my favorite movie, that's, like, the first one that pops into my head.
Definitely. That's awesome. I just recently saw the movie My Sister's Keeper, and it was
yes.
so sad. Have you seen that?
I haven't seen it yet, but my sister's seen it, and
really?
She said she, like, bawled.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a little nervous because, like, I love sad movies, but I hate crying over sad movies, and I know that I will start sobbing after that movie.
Oh yeah, there's several parts that you'll cry, and then right when you got your tears all dried up, you'll start crying again. So there's no point. Because
oh,
I just saw it, and it's depressing, very depressing. It's really sad.
Oh no, well.
But it's a really good movie though, definitely.
Yeah, I
is.
Heard it was.
Absolutely. And then, another movie that I love is Shrek, the new one.
I love
one.
Shrek.
So do I.
The new one?
Yeah, Shrek Forever After. I watched it in 3D. It rocks.
Yeah.
I love it.
I really want to see the third one. Or, it's the third one, right? Or has it been the fourth one?
Yeah, I think it's the fourth one.
Yeah,
fourth one.
Yeah, I've seen the first three, but we haven't seen the fourth one yet. I really want to, though.
Watch it in 3D, because it's pretty cool.
Okay,
pretty cool.
I will make it a point to do that.
definitely. So, let's see. What are your favorite genres of music other than country?
Well, so this is funny because a lot of people will ask me, they'll be like, you're a country singer. Of course you listen to country all the time. And I'm like, no. I mean, I love country, but I love almost all genres of music, but I listen
definitely.
To a lot of, like, alternative, like pop and like, the Fall Out Boy, My Chemical Romance
mm-hmm.
kind of music.
You always have to spread your horizon.
Yes, exactly. And, like, if you really look on my iPod, I have, like, everything.
Definitely. So do I.
Yes.
That's
but, like,
awesome.
if I went in the car and turned on the radio, it would most likely go to, like, one of the top 40 stations kind of thing.
Absolutely. See, she doesn't like just country.
No, I like everything.
Everything. So let's see here. Have you ever had any funny moments that happened to you when you were on stage?
What moments haven't happened to me on stage that aren't funny? Okay, well, I think the thing that happens the most that's funny mm-hmm. is the fact that for some reason I always, whenever I'm on stage, my microphone cord always gets disattached from my microphone. And so, like, I'll just be, you know, singing, performing around, and then all of a sudden it's like the total mic just cuts off and I look down and the cord's on the ground. And I'm like, I have to figure out some way to keep, like, performing and trying to stick it back in the microphone. And, I mean, I've done that. I've tripped once. I was in my boots, and on the toe of my boots were little bows. Mm. And I was all done, and I went to go walk off stage, and my heel caught in the bow, and fell on my knees. And,
don't worry. Everyone has had a tumble.
I know.
Especially on stage. You see some YouTube videos?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely, definitely. And a suggestion is duct tape for your microphone problem.
That is a good idea.
I know, right? Just carry some duct tape while you're on stage. You know, put it in on your ankle or something. No one will even notice.
No one.
Definitely. So let's see. Who is your top favorite singer from Reba 330 in the chat room?
Top favorite singer. Oh, man, that's really hard.
How about top three, maybe?
Okay,
I don't know if
that would
be any better.
Okay,
cool.
Okay, let's see. Well, Keith Urban has to be one. Like, he's like a triple threat because he looks really good and he performs really good, and I love his singing voice. So that's definitely one.
Definitely.
Let's see. I love Josh Groban.
Oh, yeah.
And, oh, my God. Well, okay, I'm going to have to do the top four because I just thought of another.
Cool.
Michael Blue.
Top four.
Play, or I don't know if I'm pronouncing his last name right, but Michael Bublé. Bublé.
Oh, no, that's right.
Yes. He's really good. And then I'm going to go back a little bit. Reba mm-hmm. McEntire is after.
Oh, definitely.
I could not name her.
Definitely. I'm pretty sure Reba 330 in the chat room is excited to hear that Reba is in your top.
Pretty sure, I'm pretty sure they're agreeing with me.
Definitely. You made her day. She's a real Reba fan. It's awesome.
Yes, and I totally just thought of something else. When you were asking me about... you know, any funny moments up on stage, I was totally thinking, I can't believe I didn't say this, that about 2 years ago, I don't know if you have heard of CRS in Nashville. It's kind of like a radio, you know, broadcasting convention and stuff. Well, I performed on opening ceremonies there a couple years ago, and I had to do one song, and it was one from, like, a really old CD of mine, and I was performing it at, like, 8 o'clock in the morning, and all of a sudden, I'm performing it, and I see, you know, smoke starting to come up on the stage. Well, at first, I thought it was, like, a fog machine, and so I'm like, wow, you know, it's really early to be doing, you know, pyrotechnics, and I took a breath in, and I'm like, that doesn't, like, taste like, you know, fog from a fog machine. Well, I guess I caught one of the speakers on fire. And one of the front speakers had caught on fire. It was actually visibly flaming out of the speaker. I didn't know it at all. And so I finished my song. I do the whole thing where I go out in the audience and then I go out the side door. Well, my then manager came up to me and was like, "Do you realize what you've just done?" And I was like, "I don't know." Gave a pretty good show, I guess. And she's like, "How's the speaker on fire?" And he was like, "She's like, they had to have a person with a fire extinguisher come in and blow it out." So, like, my motto is that I was pretty hot that day. So,
you rock too hard.
I rock a little hard. So.
Definitely. Oh, but that would be, you know, a very exciting show. Definitely.
Yeah, except until, like, I looked down and the first, like, two rows of people started leaving, and I was like, I'm not doing that bad, or am I?
Oh, man, I could totally see that. Oh, that stinkies. It would have been fun, though, because I'd probably just be like, oh, yeah, she's flaming, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad.
Definitely.
You should have been there then.
I know, right? It would be fun. It would be pretty fun. And then, of course, I'll hit the deck and cover.
Exactly.
Definitely. Finish the show and then duck and cover. Perfect.
There you go.
Exactly. So let's see. In the chat room, someone asked, do you prefer performing fast or slow songs?
Oh, goodness. Well, I like them both in very different ways. I love performing slow songs because it just really, I'm able to get my emotions out to the people so much more than,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you can only emote how you're feeling so much when you're singing on a CD, but, like, when you're singing right to a person, like, you can totally just express everything you're feeling. But then on the other side, I absolutely love singing fast songs because, you know, I could just go up there and just have so much fun and just, like, go all around the stage and, you know, just, like, sing my heart out and
definitely
just have a really good time. So I love doing both.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. And a fan in the chat room, an upcoming country singer, wanted to ask you if you write songs for other people, if you write your songs for other people.
Ooh. Well, I've been writing about 3 or 4 years. When I first got out here, you know, I really wasn't looking to start songwriting, but one of the friends we had made here was a songwriter, and he's like, you know, you should at least try. But I've written about, like, 5 or 6 songs. Most of them have not been pitched to other people, but, you know, if anyone hears them and is like, hey, that's an awesome song, I want to record it, like, I'm all for it.
Definitely.
But for right now, I'm mainly focusing on, you know, we have a huge tour starting up this summer.
Oh, yeah.
And then hopefully once it dies down a little bit toward fall, I want to maybe start writing a little bit more. And then hopefully, you know, if someone comes up to me and says, hey, write a song for me. I mean, I'm also a
Hey, what the heck? I'll do it.
Yeah.
Definitely. So what are some upcoming dates that you got so far?
Yeah, well, I have a lot of stuff to do with NASCAR coming up.
Ooh.
And, of course, not this weekend, but the next weekend is the CMA Fan Music Festival.
Oh,
yeah.
Going on
in Nashville. Yeah, and so I have a 3 days going on there, which is going to be really cool. And I know that we have a show at a nightclub called Fuel on the Saturday of the music festival. So if anyone wants to go, I think it's at 4 o'clock.
Awesome.
And you know, a few more shows, and all of those again are right on my MySpace, so everyone please go check that out, and hopefully some more people from this will get to go. So
sounds good. And with the CMA Fest, are you signing autographs or doing a meet and greet? Sorry.
Yeah, actually, Sunday of the music festival, I'm actually performing, or not performing, I'm signing at the GAC booth. Which is really gonna be cool. Oh my god, I'm drawing like a total blank out what time, but I'll have it up on my website at what time I'm gonna be signing.
Awesome!
So,
that is so exciting.
Yeah, so it's gonna be really fun.
That will be fun. That'll be fun. So if you're in Nashville and you got tickets to go, you gotta meet her. You gotta stop me, Emma. She's awesome.
Please. That'd be awesome.
It would be awesome. You'll be lucky. And I'm hopefully gonna meet you in Wisconsin, I hope. Fingers crossed. So let's see here, more questions. Oh, this is an interesting question. When you're singing a sad song, how do you keep from crying while you're singing?
Well, that hasn't – the whole trying thing hasn't worked a lot of the time because I will either end up teary-eyed or there really was, like, one time where I was singing a sad song that I had written for my mom because my mom had breast cancer about 10 years ago, and I wrote it for her, and I actually ended up really seriously, like, crying afterwards, which was not very good. But, I mean –
oh, man.
I think it's an accomplishment if I start crying. not only did I get my emotions out to everyone else, but I got it to myself. But
definitely.
think that, yeah, but I think, like, what I do is I will focus so much on singing that I'll try not to let all of my emotions get in the way of it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. But, like, my thing is, though, is if, you know, because I usually just cry when I see other people crying. So that would be a problem. I'd be, you know, I'd be on the stage, and then if someone's crying or something, I'd be like, oh, my gosh, please stop crying. I got to finish the song.
Yep, that is exactly what happens.
Definitely. That's totally what would happen.
Oh, yeah. Well,
definitely.
Yeah, I'm not like
Absolutely. I would totally be like that too, so don't feel bad. Ruma330 in the chat room asked, do you follow fans on Twitter? Do you follow fans on Twitter?
Yeah. Actually, I try to make it a point to that whoever follows me, I'll always try to follow them back. So.
Ooh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So,
that's
I mean,
so
for
cool.
anyone there who is a friend of mine that I'm not following, just message me and I'll follow you guys. So.
Awesome, awesome. So just, you know, tweet her.
Yeah, tweet me.
Definitely. I was doing some tweeting with you yesterday, last night, and we found out something that we had in common, which was pretty cool.
Yeah, we did.
It was pretty amazing because I've never met anyone that went to my school because I do it as, you know, kind of like a homeschooling kind of deal thingy. And I went to your page, and I saw that you went there, and I'm like, okay, that is so weird. I got to talk to her about it. It was pretty cool.
That's even more strange that we had the same teacher. Or, well, I had.
I know. Definitely. She's awesome. She's awesome. And if she's listening, because I gave her the information, if she's listening, hi.
Hi, Miss Tennis Mo.
Hi. That's awesome. But, yeah, it was fun because, you know, as I said, I've never met anyone that, you know, goes to that school. So now I have someone to talk to. So that's pretty cool.
Exactly.
And coincidentally, you were on my show today.
Yes, exactly. It's so strange.
It was. It's totally cool, though.
Cool.
Definitely. Nofrubush asks, what's your username for Twitter?
My Twitter username is @EmmaNashville. All over.
Emma Nashville.
Emma Nashville.
Awesome, awesome. Definitely. So follow her. Woohoo! And also, your link is on your site, too.
Yes. My link's on my website, literally to everything, so.
Awesome. That makes it so much easier for, like, you know, people that just visit there.
Yeah.
And, hey, I'll check these out, too.
Exactly.
Much easier. And I got to say that your background on your website is so cool. Like, I just noticed that I can move this guitar pick.
Yeah. We wanted to make it interesting enough that people would stay. Like, not just me. I mean, we'd hope that people would come because of my music, but, like,
yeah.
So they'd have a little bit of a fun time on the site. And so I think it came out really well.
It's
and I'm
super
like,
fun.
Yeah, and I'm, like, a huge fan of, like, the iPhone, so I was like, okay, we have to have that be, like, part of the website.
It was so cool because I have an iPhone and I have the same case as that, so it's pretty cool. I'm like, this is so much fun, and I'm just keep, I just, I gotta keep, you know, pressing these buttons because it's, like, super fun. I get distracted easily, sorry. I'm still playing with your little guitar pick right now. Cole Chambers asked, Do you like anime?
I'm obsessed with anime.
Aren't we all? I love it.
Yes, aren't we all? And so it's like,
definitely.
I'm at the stage that, like, I mean, I started watching anime when I was like, I want to say like 13, and I will go to the conventions, and I'm a geek enough that I will go dressed up.
Don't worry, it's awesome. And did you draw those pictures? That, like, can you draw those?
I can draw, like, them. Those I have not. Those I didn't draw, but I love to draw, and I draw a lot of anime pictures. That maybe
that so
I
cool.
can post them up on MySpace or Facebook or something.
Definitely, I'd love to see those.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I mean, if I could draw, if I had any drawing talents, I'd be doing that. So definitely. But that is super, super cool. Absolutely. I'm right now in my school. I have that drawing people thingy, so I'm learning how to do that. So maybe I'll get to the anime thing.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That would be awesome. And also on your site, tell us about the Say a Prayer video.
Yes. Well, I mean, I'm sure that most of the people on that are listening right now have probably heard that, you know, Nashville had a flood, a pretty major one. And we, luckily for us, our house sits on a hill, so we only got about 2 or 3 feet of water in our basement, as opposed to, you know, a lot of people that got, you know, totally flooded out. Well, Say a Prayer was a song that we got a while back. It was on one of the demos I had when I first started out in Nashville. And we were listening to it, and we're like, this is, like, a perfect song to, you know, kind of promote, you know, the positive side of, you know, of what's going on, and, you know, to kind of give people some hope. And so we went around, and we took a lot of footage from the flood and some pictures, and I actually went to go and help out a friend of mine whose house had just been destroyed by the flood. And so we got some pictures and videos there, and we kind of put together a little collage and, you know, a little video with the song. And, I mean, I was just so amazed by how many people watched it and were, like, inspired by it. And
definitely.
It was crazy. And, yeah, and so after that, what we wanted to do is, you know, kind of do a little follow-up video. So I sat down with my guitar player and my friend Kyle, and we kind of wrote a song, like a hope song called Can't Tear Us Down. And that's up on YouTube right now. And it's talking about, you know, how they the flood can take everyone's home, but they can't tear their hopes down, and it's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So go check that out.
It is an amazing, amazing video. I saw it before the show, and it's super, super amazing, and it shows you, it shows you really good footage about it and everything, and very educational, too, I must add. And so check it out, and you can see it at your website. Definitely. Go to your website. Everything is on the website.
Yes.
So let's see here. This is a good question. Do you pick your own clothes, or do you have a designer that dresses you?
Oh, this is funny. Okay. I love my family, because not only are they, like, the most supportive family in the world, but they also take on a lot of tasks. Like, my sister, Lindsay, who lives with us, she's, like, also, she's my awesome sister, but she's also my makeup artist. And my mom is not only my super cool mom, but she is also my kind of stylist. So I'll go with her places, and we'll pick out, like, super cool clothes. And so it's like she knows my style, and she knows what I like, which
definitely.
Is really cool. And so we'll just go have a lot of fun.
Definitely. That's much better than having, like, someone that, you know, dresses you, because you might not be able to, you know, pick your style and everything, and
exactly.
It's really cool.
Exactly. Yeah.
Definitely. And who would know best than your mother? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It works. And it's fun, too.
Yes.
So let's see. Everybody in the chat room is just is asking me, if you could sing a little bit of one of your songs for us, would that be okay?
Oh, I would totally, totally love to, but I'm saving my voice for this weekend. I have, like, 3 shows
definitely.
In, like, 2 days. But maybe, like, I definitely want to come up on your show next, like, again. I totally
absolutely.
Want to come on your show again. And maybe then I will totally sing for you guys.
Totally understandable. You got to save up that voice. You got a busy.
Yes.
You got busy days ahead of you. Very.
Thank you for understanding.
Definitely, absolutely. And you can definitely come back anytime, and so we could hear your voice.
Awesome. Thank you.
That would be awesome. And also, wanted to just let you know that I would love to send you a Your Time with Josie t-shirt as a thank you for coming up on my show. I would love
that. I would totally love one.
Awesome.
Sweet.
Awesome. I'm so excited. So, you know, just tell me where, all that jazz, you know, send me where I could send it and all that good stuff.
Sure. Yeah, I'll totally message you about that.
Awesome. Thank you so much. That is super cool. So, let's see if there's any last questions. All right, let's see here. Do you have any plans on starting up another album?
Yeah, well, like I was saying, we just finished a new one, and it's called, the CD is called Strong Like Me, and that's coming out on June 15th. But I'm always looking to, you know, to get more songs and hopefully to write more songs. We're constantly, you know, trying to find new songs and hopefully going in the studio more to give everyone, you know, constant new music. So always look for something new and exciting from Emma Jacobs.
Awesome. And I can't wait to, you know, see what you got in store for us. That's so exciting.
Yeah, well, thank you. I'm excited to get it out there.
Absolutely. And I know a lot of fans are super excited that they just heard that you're coming up with a new album. So, they got it made. Awesome. So let's see. Here we go. How long does it take for you to make an album? How long does it usually take?
Well, let's see. Well, it starts out with this CD that we just finished. All the songs were sent to us by, you know, these people that pitch songs to singers.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we'll do is we'll get big stacks of CDs that we have to go through, you know, song after song. And, like, with me, two things have to happen in order for me to pick a song. One, it either has to be so, like, so sad, like, especially for the ballads, it has to, like, almost make me cry, either almost or make me cry if it's a ballad. And if it's a fast song, it either has to get stuck in my head or just, like, the moment I hear it, I'm like, oh, my God, I have to do this. And so that happened to all of these songs that I just found. And so that usually takes about a good, you know, 2 or 3 weeks. And then we have to go, you know, rent the studio, go and get all the tracking done with all the musicians, which usually takes a day or two. And then it probably takes another week to go in for about 4 days and do vocals. So I probably want to say about a month and a half, 2 months to just record the CD, and then like, we have to go and get them, you know, mastered, and so, like, everything is all leveled and everything, so probably about 2 months, 2 or 3 months.
Definitely. You got to make it perfect.
Yeah, of course, you have to make it perfect.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, you put your heart and soul into your CDs, especially me. Like, I want to make sure that everything is just as like the best it can be.
Absolutely. And your fans love that too, I must add.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I don't want to put anything out that I wouldn't enjoy listening to if I was on the other end.
Yeah, that's a good way to think of it, actually.
Yeah.
Very good way to think of it. So let's see. This is a good question. How do you get your ideas of the cover design on your CD?
Okay. All right. Well, this is cool. The CD that we are releasing called Strong Like Me, the cover, like, well, one of the songs on the CD is called Strong Like Me, which is, like, the moment I heard it, I was like, okay, that needs to be the CD album title. And I was thinking about it, and we were like, okay, well, we need, like, a symbolic, you know, cover that represents, you know, being strong. Well, I don't know how many, you know, people have seen the picture of, like, Rosie the Riveter when she has, like, her arm up in, like, the strong, like, flexing muscle pose. Well, the moment I thought about that, I'm like, oh, my gosh, we need to do that. And so it was really cool for the last photo shoot. I totally got in, like, a total pin-up girl style. Like, we curled my hair, put, like, a bandana in my hair. okay, well, what could we do to make this pop out? Like, we want this, if it's on a, it's on a shelf, like, with, like, 400 other CDs, we want a picture that will be like, okay, well, we're going to have that go directly to there. Or like, ooh, that looks cool. Let's go see what that's all about. And so we're really doing something kind of like, we kind of want to do something either drastic or very, like, just very wow to make the whole picture pop.
That is so cool.
Yeah,
I've never really, you know, knew how that, you know, all comes together. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Exactly.
So
neither did
until. Yeah, I know. You got to actually, you know, be there to actually, you know, get how the whole process comes together.
Yes.
Very confusing, though. I saw a little bit of it, and it's pretty confusing.
yes, it is.
Yes. So that's definitely what the professionals are for. Let them do their thing.
Yes.
Definitely. So we'll take a few more questions here. So let's see here. Here we go. If you weren't a singer, what else would you like to do? What else would you like to pursue?
I don't know, since I was little, I'm kind of like you, I love animals. And I do plan on going to college sometime in my life. And I want to major in biology because I hope to become a marine biologist.
Really?
At some point. Yeah. I love animals. I love, you know, marine animals, and that would just be like a really cool thing to go and study and be a really big part of my life, as well as singing. So
definitely, you should actually try that. You should pursue that. That would be really really cool. And I'm behind you. Definitely, and I'm behind you. I'll support you. You can do it. Go, Emma.
Yay! I have support.
definitely. Colt Chambers wanted me to ask you if you have an email, a fan email address, where he can email you and talk with her about music.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure I have an email link on my website.
Ooh,
I can't remember exactly what it is, but I'm pretty sure that there's a link on there to go to a mailing site to go and email me. Yeah,
awesome.
And if not,
so,
yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and if not, just, like I said, message me wherever, and I'll give you, or whoever, the email address.
Awesome, awesome. So, Colt, you're all set.
There you go.
Definitely. A fan asks, have you ever swam with dolphins?
Oh, my gosh, that's so weird, because I totally have.
That is so cool.
Yeah, we went to Florida, I want to say, like, a year and a half ago, for my sister's birthday. And my sister Lindsay is absolutely obsessed with dolphins, like obsessed. And so we were like, there's a place called Discovery Cove down in Florida the big, you know, attraction in there is you're able to go and swim and play with the dolphins. And so I got to go with my sister and we got to swim with the dolphins and, like, you know, hold onto their little fin and ride with them. It was so cool.
That was so cool.
I know. It was, like, literally one of those once-in-a-lifetime things that I will never forget. It was awesome.
Absolutely. I've always wanted to do that. One of these days, I'm hoping I can do it because I absolutely love dolphins. They're my favorite.
Oh, me too. Yeah, you should. Any chance you get to do that, go do it because it is so awesome.
That's so cool. I want to ride with a dolphin. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I'd take a camera and, you know, I'm on the set of, you know, for a future show. I'm on the set with a dolphin. All right, so who's my guest? That'd be awesome. You want to talk to my dolphin? I mean, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely. So a fan, Rita330 asks, what is your favorite vacation spot?
Okay, again, I'm going to have to say Florida. We go.
Absolutely.
We make it a point to go at least once every year to Daytona Beach, Florida, and it is just so awesome. Like, you always go to the same hotel, and it's right next to the beach, and we will just go and lay out all day, and it's so awesome.
That is such a great relaxation thing, you know, after a hard concert or something, hard show or whatever, you just go to Florida, and you'll be like, oh, yes, oh, yes.
Exactly.
This rocks.
Exactly.
I'm in heaven.
Relaxation.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. Everyone needs a nice vacation. Summer's coming, so we're going to be doing a lot of that. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely. Alan Sharm asks, has Emma ever been in a pineapple under the sea? Oh, SpongeBob! Sorry, that's a crazy thing.
Oh, my God.
No, I love SpongeBob.
SpongeBob is, like, my cartoon. I will watch that no matter what. Like, I'm 19, and I will still sit down in front of a TV and watch SpongeBob, like, all day long.
Okay, I love SpongeBob. And previously, I actually made guests sing SpongeBob with me. And
oh, no.
It's awesome. You want to do it?
Sure.
Oh, wait. I don't know. Are you up to it? I don't want to, like...
I will sing it. Well, if you sing it with me, then I'll sing it.
Absolutely,
kind of
I will.
It'll be fun. Okay.
Absolutely, I will. Okay, let me get the lyrics, because I'm a little crazy with that. So, all right. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's start. Okay, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Oh, hi, doggy. How cute. All right, so he wants to sing SpongeBob too.
Okay.
So let's see here. Do-do-do. Sorry, computer's going crazy right now.
Uh-huh.
Your dog is so cute.
Oh.
That's awesome. Okay, so you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
All right. Are you ready, kids? Oh, my God, right. Captain. I can hear you.
Captain.
Ooh. Who's in a pineapple under the sea? SpongeBob SquarePants. Absorbing the yellow and pours the tea. SpongeBob SquarePants.
It's not also nonsense. Be something you wish.
Something you wish. SpongeBob SquarePants. The shirt on the desk and flip like a fish. SquarePants. SpongeBob SquarePants. SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, my God, that was awesome.
That was so awesome.
I think that was, like, the most fun thing I've ever done in an interview, ever.
I know, right? You don't know what's going to happen on your time with Josie, I'm telling you.
Exactly. This is awesome.
That was so much fun. And your fans are just, like, awesome. That's so
Anything
cool.
Anything to please the fans.
Absolutely. Well, we're running out of time, but thank you so much for coming on the show and singing SpongeBob with me.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
It was my pleasure. And come back anytime.
I will.
You're great.
Tweet me.
Awesome. Definitely will. Absolutely.
All right. And thank you for
having me. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Bye. All your fans are so excited. Sweet. Well, that was such a fun show, and Emma Jacobs was so, so great, and so I had a blast. So, and I know you guys all had a blast, especially hearing us sing Pineapple Under the Sea with SpongeBob, and thanks, Alan, for bringing that up. and also, I want to thank Emma for dealing with my crazy self and my SpongeBob-loving self. And so I'm super excited because we have another guest, and I'm super hyper right now. I'm super excited. It was such a great show. And so let's start the game. So here we go. We're going to play Pot of Gold. Let me do it in kind of like a segment thing. Pot of Gold! All right. Now let's go. So I got a pot. Cha-cha-cha. So I am going going to pick a random prize from this bucket of beautiful prizes. And then my assistant, if you could hear her, because we're having very horrible technical difficulties, she will announce the winner, and she put everyone's name in, well, except for Alan and my mother, of course, because they're, you know, they're part of the crew. So we are going to pick now. Okay. Okay. Oh, okay, I got to pick one. Pick one, Josie. Pick one. Okay. Okay. So I got the fries here. Okay, so my assistant, mother, will pick a lucky winner out of a hat. So take it away.
Hello, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the beginning of the show. Now, I have entered all of the names in, as Josie has said, and I'm going to rifle up a winner here. And the winner this week is going to get a $25 gift card from just a general place so that you can go ahead and use it anywhere you would like in any state. So hang on the line here, and let's see who our lucky winner is. All right, and it looks like our lucky winner in the chat room is Colt Chambers. Colt Chambers, you're a lucky winner. Let Josie know how she can get the excellent prize to you.
Awesome. Congratulations, Colt. Colt Chambers, for winning from the bucket of, well, pot of gold. Sorry about that. And you are going to get a $25 general gift card. And that is super exciting. So just email me at josie@josieshow.com your info where we can send your prize, your $25 gift card. So I will actually write it in the chat room right now. And remember, you can also, the fans of my show, we could actually, we are putting more T-shirts. They're coming soon. I also want to let you know some exciting things that are coming to Your Time with Josie. We are going to have amazing merchandise such as hats and other goods that we will be putting on our little section called online store that's on the site. And we'll have so many exciting products and stuff available. And I just want to thank everyone for supporting the show and everything, and thank you guys so much for making this super, super fun, and I'm glad you guys are having fun, and so super excited, so let's see what you guys are saying. Alan is posting little SpongeBob icons, for the newcomers, if they missed it, I actually sang SpongeBob with my first guest, Emma, and that was pretty hilarious. I needed the lyrics, but it was still super, super fun. So let's see. Okay, so Colt Chambers says he has my email. Awesome, awesome. So just email me anytime, and when we get the new batch, we'll send them in. We'll send your card. Sorry about that. And also, I owe you a Your Time with Josie T-shirt as well, so I will definitely send that out to you. And I also want to tell you guys, while we're waiting for our talented guest, our upcoming guests for Your Time with Josie, we have amazing guests on June 11, 2010, Tori Bigelow, amazing singer, songwriter, and she's only 15 years old, and same age as me. And then for June 18, 2010, we don't have a show because I have prior engagements. Then June 25th, 2010, I have Jillian Barbie, and she's super amazing. And then July 2nd, we have two guests, just like today. We have first off Stephen Bloom, and then after Stephen, we have Jordan Mallory. And then July 9th, 2010, I have two guests as well, Susie McIntyre and Amber Lilly. And that will be an exciting show. And then July 16, 2010, we have Colt Chambers, who is now in the chat room right now listening. Hey. July 23, 2010, we have Sarah Salovey, an amazing singer-songwriter. And then last but not least, on July 30, 2010, we have Alexandra Amour. Super excited. So it looks like our guest has arrived. So I want you all to please welcome my second guest, who is an amazing performer, Alyssa Simmons.
Hi.
Hello, Alyssa. Hi,
can
how
you hear
are
me?
You?
Hello?
Good, I
how totally are
you
doing? You.
I'm good,
okay.
How are you?
I'm doing awesome.
I'm super excited to have you on.
You sound great on here.
I do, really? Thank
yeah, you.
You
do.
I'm, like, really hyper right now, so sorry about that.
Oh, no, it's cool. It's awesome.
Sort of does that to me. So we will actually start off this interview. Some of my fans in the chat room are so excited to talk to you. So let's begin. You have a new CD titled I'm Ready. Tell us about it and where fans will be able to purchase it.
You can actually get it at my website, which is alyssasimmons.com. And
mm-hmm.
from there you can just email me and we can get it out to you. And also it'll be on iTunes soon, so keep a
awesome.
Lookout.
I can't wait. I can't wait to get it because personally, I love your song, I'm Ready. I'm ready. I love it.
Aw, thank you.
You're welcome. It's totally something that I would listen to every morning to get me up because it rocks. Anywho.
Oh, sweet. Cool.
Definitely. What inspired some of the songs on your CD?
You know, just like I get inspired by a lot of, you know, different things. And
mm-hmm.
I'm Ready was basically a kind of an anthem song that I wrote, and it's about basically being ready for, you know, everything that's, like, coming my way and just, like,
mm-hmm.
ready to get my foot, you know, in the industry and, like, get out there, basically. And
definitely.
Yeah, just telling people that I'm ready, you know?
Absolutely, and it's a great, great song. And you could, everyone in the chat room, you could purchase it at our website. So what is your favorite song to sing live?
Out of my songs or cover songs?
Yes. Out of your
my songs, probably World Turns Dark, just because it's so, that one's really close to my heart, and that one, every single time, it's just kind of emotional, you know, when you sing it. It's
definitely.
Just a cool one to perform live.
It sounds so much fun. So do you have any advice for people who are looking to get into the music business?
You know, just keep at it. Don't give up and just don't let anybody tell you you can't do something because you can. You definitely can, and just keep working at it. It's
absolutely.
A lot of sacrifices and, you know, a lot of knowing the right people and
definitely.
Luck, and so hard.
That
just
is
don't give up.
Great advice. Never give up.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely. Definitely. Exactly. So what age did you start singing?
I've been singing, you know, since I was super little because my dad was in a band. And
oh, cool.
But I was 9 when I asked to have vocal lessons and to get out there. So I was like 9 when I was like getting out there and performing. So
that
it's been a long
so
time.
Cool. That's super cool. I can't imagine myself being 9 and, like, be able to perform in front of so many people. That's amazing.
Aw.
That's super cool. I won't be able to do it.
Aw.
Definitely. So who are some of your musical influences?
You know, I'm, like, all over the map with that kind of stuff. I love, like, Christina Aguilera and Alicia Keys
mm-hmm.
and, you know, that kind of stuff. But I also like, blues singers like Susan Tedeschi and like old school Aretha Franklin, all that kind of stuff. Sam all over the place. My favorite band is Kiss too.
Definitely, definitely. So is pop your only favorite genre, or do you like other kind of genres?
I love every style of music, but the main genre that, you know, I sing or write is pop, like pop soul. So
definitely, definitely. And keep at it, because you're amazing. I absolutely love it.
Aw, you're so sweet.
Thank you. I absolutely love it. And you have a YouTube page where you cover songs. So what's your YouTube page for the fans who want to check that out?
It's youtube.com/AlyssaDSimmons.
Awesome.
So it's got, like, my middle initial in there.
Definitely, definitely. You had to squeeze that in.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely, definitely. I love it. I love it. So let's see. Would you ever think about doing a duet with anybody? And if you could choose, who would you want to do it with?
You mean like a famous person?
Yeah.
Jeez, that's a tough question because I'm.
Top three, maybe.
Yeah, I don't even know. I love Gavin DeGraw. Like, I'm a huge Gavin DeGraw fan, so I'd probably say him as of, you know, right now. But, like,
definitely.
There's a ton of people that I would love to, you know, sing with. But I love
that
how he writes and everything, so. And I have a huge crush on him, too, so.
Then that would be even more fun.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Definitely. You guys would mesh so well. Definitely. So, do you play any instruments?
Yeah, actually I do. I play piano. I'm not like an Alicia Keys with it, but I do, like, I play for chords, and that's how I write, you know, my songs, is through the piano, so.
Definitely. And on YouTube, you showed your piano skills. I saw it previously.
Oh, yeah.
So, in your song, and I absolutely love it. You're so good at that. Like, I can't play the piano, so you'll have to teach me. But
okay.
Definitely, because I'm, yeah. So let's see if there's any questions here. What is your favorite movie?
My favorite movie? Oh, geez. That's tough. I like The Hangover. That one's good. And
definitely.
What else? I like Almost Famous. It's a really good movie, too.
Definitely. I just saw the movie My Sister's Keeper. Did you see that
oh,
one?
Oh, really? Was it
yeah.
good?
It was super good, but you need tissues if you're going to watch it because it was
so
sad. I don't know if you like, you know, those sad, sad movies, but.
I love them, but.
Definitely.
I just, I'm the person that would cry in the theater for sure.
definitely. So am I. So also, you have a new music video out. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. It's my song "World Turns Dark," and we actually shot it in downtown Detroit in this like old kind of creepy building. It's called the Russell Industrial Center, but it's a really cool place. And and then the rest of it was done green screen, and you know, like a lot of the people that are in that video are all my close friends, so it was cool to have them in there. And the guy that directed it is called Ryan Archibald. And he's mm-hmm. incredible. So it was fun.
That's
it was a fun
awesome.
Process. Because it was my first one ever, so.
And it was your first music video? That is so cool.
Mm-hmm.
How is it? Like,
yeah.
How is that, like, process? Like, how do you usually,
it's cool.
You know,
it's like, you just kind of, like, work off the song and what it's kind of, you know, the song's about. And then
yeah.
you go from there and you, like, storyboard it. And then you discuss it for, like, weeks and weeks. And then you just decide... you know, what you're going to do with it, and it's just fun.
That is so cool. It sounds like so much fun.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Definitely. So, do you have some upcoming, do you have any upcoming dates or shows for fans in that area that would like to come out and visit you? And cheer
yeah,
out?
Actually, I'm doing I have my full band, and then we just played at the Hard Rock Cafe in Detroit, and it went
awesome.
Really cool. And, yeah, and, then I'm doing a bunch of, like, acoustic things around town. So, I mean, if you want to come out to a show, you can also just check my website, which is alyssasimmons.com, or go to my MySpace page, too.
Definitely, definitely. And what's your MySpace page for the fans that don't know?
It's myspace.com/AlyssaSimmons.
Yes. Super easy to remember.
Yeah.
Definitely, so you guys won't get confused. But I absolutely love on your MySpace page where it shows, like, so many, like, videos of when you were old school videos and now upcoming, and it's awesome. Like, when
cool.
what age were you when you, like, sang, like, Natural Woman in 2003? That's awesome.
Gee, I was 13.
You were, really?
Yeah, I was 13.
You are good. You are working
it. Aw, thanks. Yeah. It was a long time ago. I don't know what I was wearing in that video. Some, like, weird red thing. Like, what?
It's cute. But, yeah, it's super, super awesome. And there's so many videos that people could check out. And there's covers, too. Like, you covered Lady Gaga, Bad Romance. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That seems like a hard song to cover. That's super cool.
Yeah, I love Lady Gaga. She's super cool.
Definitely, definitely. What was your favorite song to cover?
Let's see. We do, I don't even know. We do a lot of cool covers. We actually just added into the set, I don't know if you know the Ting Tings, but we just added their song called That's Not My Name. It's a fun song. It's fun to sing. But also we do, like, Whole Lotta Love by Led Zeppelin and a bunch of others. It's cool.
That's super, super cool. And so if any of you have MySpace or Twitter, you're also on Twitter, right? I think
that's
pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Awesome, awesome. And I tweet with you on Twitter a lot, so you should check out everybody.
We're Twitter friends.
Definitely. Twitter's amazing.
It is. It's cool.
Absolutely.
I couldn't get the hang of it at first, but I did.
Oh, yeah.
I finally figured it out.
I know. At first, when I first started, it was so confusing. I was just posting names and seeing if it went to them. I really didn't know what I was doing.
I know. I had no idea either. I was like, what is the point of this?
Definitely.
But now
definitely.
I got it.
It's definitely not like MySpace or Facebook. It's much, much, I guess, advanced with the whole thing, how you got to do it. But it's pretty fun when you get the hang of it.
It is cool.
Definitely. So in the chat room, a fan asked, what is your most embarrassing stage moment?
Oh, geez. Oh, my gosh. Actually, I just had one. It was literally like 2 weeks ago. I was like filling in for this other band, and I was singing up there. And literally for the whole first set, I had literally performed with my zipper down. It was embarrassing. Super embarrassed.
Oh my gosh. I thought nobody noticed, though. You're good.
No, they did. There was, like, two ladies in the front, like, questioning if I had my zipper down. It was awkward, but it's okay.
It's okay. That is hilarious, but don't worry. It's all right. So, definitely. So, do you have any rituals that you like to do before a performance?
I kind of just focus and concentrate on what I'm going to do or whatever and just kind of chill out, joke around with, like, the band kind of thing. So
some little relaxing. Do you do those kind of like vocal things that, you know, some singers do, you know, like brr, brr, or something like that?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I definitely do that. Of course, I warm up before, every single time before I sing.
Absolutely. That's fun. I like doing it.
It's fun, but, like, people think you're, like, crazy when you do it, especially when I'm, like, driving in my car, like, doing that with my lips. They're like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I know. Sometimes I just do it for fun, and I've had some stares happening.
Yeah, exactly.
They're kind of like, okay, what is wrong with this girl?
Exactly.
But hey, it's fun. In the chat room, Alan suggested that you tell everybody that it was just a wardrobe malfunction. That works.
Exactly. That's what it was. That's what it was. Hi, Adam, by the way.
The zipper doesn't go up. What are you talking about?
I know. No, it's fine.
Yeah, definitely. So let's see here. Where do you get the inspiration for your songs when writing?
I get it from everything. It could be things that are going on in my life and things that, you know, I am feeling, or things that I'm watching, you know, people that I'm close to around me go through, and, you know, just I listen a lot. I like to, like, talk to people about their, you know, their life and their stories and what they're going through. So
definitely,
it's like influenced through everything, even movies.
Absolutely. And then the same person asked, Tina in the chat room asked, do you have to go to a special place to think and write?
That's a good question. It just, I guess it just depends on, like, the mood you're in. I actually, in my house, I have, like, a studio that has my piano and everything in it. So I go in there, like, I literally hibernate in there and just, like, write. And also, it could be, I mean, I could be on the road driving and a melody, you know, or lyrics pop in my head and I have my voice recorder on my phone and I just sing into that. So.
Definitely. Yeah. On your door, you know, have like a little do not enter making magic or something.
Oh, yeah.
Something cute like
funny.
That.
That's funny. I like that.
You should do that. You know, that works. That totally works.
I like it.
I know, right? I just pulled that out of the hat. So, where is your favorite vacation spot?
That's a good question. Actually, last year, me and my family, we went on a cruise, and we went to, like, Puerto Rico and St. Martin and St. Thomas. So, as of now, that's my favorite.
Awesome.
It was the best.
Definitely. That is awesome. Where's a place that you would like to go?
Oh, man. They're everywhere, basically.
A
I want to, like, yeah, I want to, like, kind of tour the world kind of thing. I want to see everything.
That would be awesome. Well, summer's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Summer's coming, so that'll be a good time. Just
exactly.
Definitely, definitely. Okay, this is a really funny question. But Alan in the chat room asks, how many shoes do you have? We're getting into
how many
fun
shoes
stuff.
Do I have? Who is
yeah,
that?
I guess.
Is that a guy?
Yeah.
That's funny. Man, I have quite a few shoes, I'm not gonna lie. I am a girl, so
yeah, I was just gonna say that.
I have quite a few shoes.
That is funny. But we're getting some funny questions here. Oh, on a serious note, Reba330 in the chair asks, do you follow fans on Twitter?
Do I follow fans on Twitter?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do, and I respond back. So if you add me on Twitter and then you write me or whatever, I will definitely respond to you.
That is so cool that you you know, you talk to fans and everything, you know, on MySpace and Twitter and Facebook, because I bet they absolutely love talking to you because, I mean, who doesn't love talking to someone that they, you know, listen to and love, you know what I mean? It's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's all about, basically.
Absolutely.
I love the fans,
chance
so.
To meet new people.
Yeah, exactly.
From
too.
All around the world. That's what I love about it. Super
mm-hmm.
cool. So let's see here. Okay. What is your favorite television series?
Ooh. Actually, my favorite, it's kind of strange, but it's Sons of Anarchy. I don't know if anyone's ever heard of it. It's kind of a...
Yeah, what's it about?
It's about motorcycle riding and, like, that kind of stuff. Me and my family watch it.
Awesome.
Literally, we all watch it.
That's
it's
awesome.
Very cool. It's a cool show.
Awesome. Wait, so what's it called? I want to check it out.
It's called Sons of Anarchy.
Sons of Anarchy.
Kind of intense,
sweet.
But it's cool. It's sweet.
That's
and then
awesome.
I watch, like, MTV and everything, too, so.
Definitely, definitely. So do I.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to watch that stuff, the reality TV.
You got to. Absolutely. I love my MTV.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely. Do you have someone that dresses you for performances, or do you get to pick out what you wear? For sure?
I actually pick out what I wear.
That's the way to go.
It'd be fun to have someone dress me. That'd be sweet, but but it's definitely just me.
That would be pretty cool, though, you know. I would like that and that and that.
Yeah, exactly. That's sweet.
Definitely. So let's see. How exhausting is it to perform fast songs on stage?
Well, you know, it's sometimes it just depends on how much you like are worked out the past week, you know.
Definitely.
But, so like it's really not that big of a thing. It's it's fine. It's cool.
Definitely. It's probably just very exciting, like gets your heart pumping.
Yeah.
That's the best part.
Yeah, performing is like the best part of it all, the adrenaline rush. It's just
absolutely. And if it's a fast song that you got to move, it's great exercise as well.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. It's an all-in-one deal. So let's see here. A fan asked, can you sing a little bit of something for us? I don't know.
Really?
Can you do that? I don't know. Would you like to? Or it's
I'll do it. Like, what do you want me to sing?
Awesome. Can you sing I'm Ready? Because I love that song.
Okay. I'll do the chorus.
Sweet.
Here we go. I'm ready for the spotlight, all the late nights, hold tight, I'm gonna take flight. I'm ready to show you who I am, to make you understand that I can walk my walk across the land. I'm ready, yeah. Yeah, there you go.
My gosh, that deserves this. Definitely. I love that. I'm over here dancing. That was super
cool.
You sounded
cool. I definitely
great.
Like, didn't warm up or anything, so that was...
that was really good, and especially over the phone, you know, because sometimes you don't know what it will sound like, but it sounded really, really good. Amazing.
Aw,
I love that time. Definitely.
Cool.
Awesome. Oh, someone commented on your singing. Wow, what an amazing voice. So strong. Definitely.
Cool. Thank you.
Absolutely. has a fan ever asked you to sign an autograph in an odd place? That's a fun question.
Not, like, super weird, but I've done, like, an arm or, you know, that kind
yeah.
of stuff, and they told me
Definitely.
They weren't going to wash their arm for a while. I was like, kind of weird, but...
Dedication.
Yeah.
Very dedicated fans you got there, definitely. That's awesome. What would you like to cover a song next? Is there anything in the works?
Like any cover songs that I'm thinking about doing next?
Yeah. Or do you like to take suggestions from fans or something?
Yeah, like actually that is something that we're doing is like I make these YouTube videos and I'm looking for, like, fan suggestions, like, to give me what they want to hear. And
Definitely.
And at my acoustic shows, what they want to hear also. So if you guys have anything, hit me up. Let me know.
That is super
And you never
cool.
know, I might actually cover it, so.
Definitely. That would be awesome. So definitely. So should we just, like, write you on YouTube or Twitter or MySpace?
Yeah, like any of those places. And also you can sign up for my mailing list, which is on my website.
Yeah.
Yep, and you'll get the latest info on everything that's going on this way, this singing career and everything. So.
Awesome, awesome. And I'll actually sign up on that as well because I totally want the dish. On a Definitely.
Awesome.
So let's see. Oh, here's a cool suggestion. Someone would like to hear you sing, "Hit Me With Your Best Shot."
Oh, no way. Yeah, I definitely
That's
did that
awesome.
Back in the day.
Oh, you did? Really?
Yeah.
That's
pretty
cool.
The
they probably thought that it would. It sounds good with your voice, because it totally does, I bet. It's
cool.
A very strong song. Maybe do, like,
mm-hmm.
a little, you know, a little remix, maybe.
Exactly.
I don't know. That would be super cool. Let's see here. All right. What's some questions? In the chat room, someone asked, can you write Josie a new theme song? Hey, you don't like my theme song?
What's your theme
I'm totally
song?
I'm kidding. That'd be cool. Do you write your own songs? That just reminded me.
Uh-huh. Yes, I do. I write all
awesome.
Of them, or I either co-write them as well.
Oh, that's so cool. Would you be into writing songs for, like, other people, or do you do it, you know, just for, like, your album and stuff?
For me, it's, for now, it's just I've been writing them for myself, but
definitely.
I have, like, definitely aspirations for writing, you know, for other people as well, so.
Awesome. And
yeah.
also, I was wondering, Would you ever think of going into, like, a different field, like being maybe an actress or, you know, something other than singing, or is that...
I've been in, like, a bunch of musical theater things and...
Oh, really?
Taking a bunch of acting classes, yeah.
That's awesome.
So acting is something that I would definitely also love to do.
That's so cool. You should definitely try that. I think you'd be great at that. And also, someone suggested you could also be a model. Ooh, that was
aw, that's so sweet. Thank you.
There you go. Definitely. You got a whole, a whole variety of things that you can venture out to. That works. Awesome. Let's see. Have you ever listened to any pitched songs for you? I don't know.
Wait, what was the question? I'm sorry.
Have you ever listened to any pitched songs for you?
Any pitched songs?
Can you let's let the person specify, like, a little bit, because I don't know exactly what they're asking. So, totally, you know, tell us what you're talking about, because, yeah.
Because we're confused.
How did you, I know. I couldn't understand that. I'm sorry. How did you find your band members?
Actually, my band members are a bunch of, like, Detroit cats that play all, you know, around here, and they're incredible musicians. Like, they are insane. They're awesome. Good, and I'm... feel honored that they play with me in the band, but they're all from around Detroit.
That is so cool. That's awesome. And do you guys, like, hang out, you know, after working and stuff? Are you guys, like, did you guys come to be friends?
Yeah, we're all, like, good friends.
That's awesome.
And, yeah, and they're super cool.
That's super awesome. Somewhere else in the chat room asked, did you come from a musical family?
Yeah, actually, my dad plays drums, and he was in a cover band, and so I'd always be at every single one of their shows and at their practices, because it was at my house in the basement. I'd always be there. So
that's awesome. That'd be so much fun.
Yeah.
Definitely. So let's see. They told us what they were trying to say. They asked, has anybody written a song for you that you covered?
Oh, got it.
Definitely.
You know, not typically, but there actually has been a few, like, songs that I've covered in the past that were other people's, but that were actually, like, written, and I took it and, like, made it my song, but...
Definitely.
But, yeah, not that much. I kind of just write my own.
That's awesome. It's good to, write your own, because it's very good, like, it works. It really works, because it also makes you expand your mind and all that good stuff, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Trying to find the right words for that, but
you got it.
Awesome. So let's see here. In the chat room, someone asked, "Will you ever sing a country song? Will you ever cover a country song? Are you into country?"
Actually, on my acoustic shows, we do Carrie Underwood's "Cowboy Casanova." I love that song.
Because
with the acoustic
show,
it's just a bunch of different songs, like different styles, and we threw that in there.
That's so cool. That's super cool. I love that song, personally. I think Carrie Underwood's great.
Oh, yeah, she's incredible.
Definitely, definitely. So it looks like we are running out of some time here. So before I go, I just want to let you know that I would love to send you a Your Time with Josie t-shirt as a thank you for coming on my show. Awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome. Definitely. So just, message me with all the info where I can send it to you and all that good stuff.
All right. I will for sure do that.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being on my show, and come back anytime.
Thanks for having me.
Definitely. Thank you so much. You're awesome.
Thanks. All
Talk to you soon. I'll tweet you.
All right, sounds good. Bye.
Bye.
Thank
you.
All
right,
bye.
That was awesome. Super cool. Alyssa is super, super sweet. Both of our guests were amazing. I'm glad you guys had a great time. And so check out Emma Jacob and Alyssa Simmons and all their work and everything. And for the newcomers that are listening to the playback, hope you had a great time. And talk to you guys soon. Bye. See you next week.